Hey there, welcome to a new episode of the Darius Farooq Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Matthew Effect, why the rich get richer. So, I recently stumbled upon this principle called the Matthew Effect, and it's basically about the idea that resources attract resources, and basically the platitude of the why the rich get richer. So I always thought it was just a platitude, but it's actually scientifically researched as well. And this idea or this principle is coined by two sociologists in 1968. And they referred to the Gospel of Matthew from the Bible. But the idea is that wealth gravitates towards those who already have it. So if you have more resources, you'll generally find it easier to gain even more. But if you don't have any resources to begin with, it's very hard to get resources when you start. So this is like a self-enforcing loop. Now, what I'm focused on is not necessarily that the principle is working, but how we can turn it into our favor, right? So what if you don't have a lot of resources? What if you can't use money to make money, as they always say, right? When it comes to getting rich, in the movies and online and everything, that's something you always hear. It takes money to make money. And obviously that is true, but what if you start with zero, right? And I think that's the more interesting question. Instead of accepting the fact that, oh, okay, if I don't have money, I'll always stay where I am, you can also say, well, how can I basically break this loop? How can I get into a positive self-enforcing loop? And I think the main idea or the most important aspect of this Matthew effect or Matthew principle is that the way you look at it really determines your outlook on life, right? So this is, I think, why I look differently at these types of principles and ideas and research, is that you can look at it in two ways, right? You can say, oh, you know, the rich only get richer and the poor stay poor, and that's just the way it is. Or you can look at it and ask yourself, okay, is this true in my life, and can I make a change, right? And I definitely think you can, because you don't have to accept where you are in life. You can improve, you can become one of those people who has resources, and then you get richer with those resources. So, you know, the main idea of this podcast and this episode, and also the article that I published about this, is not to say, oh, look, here's how the world works. You know, no. That's not my goal. My goal is just to share the idea, but also basically inspire or get people to think about some of the existing principles, some of the rules of life, but at the same time also thinking about, okay, how can I use it? You know, how can I still work with the rules of life? Because, you know, that's also one of the things that I've always valued in life, is that we have to be realistic. We can't lie to ourselves. It's a fact that it's easier for you to make money if you have money. It's just a fact. But it doesn't mean that you are chanceless or that you have no chance at all if you don't have a lot of money. And I think that is the main finding, the main idea, the main takeaway, the main thing that you have to tell yourself. And that is, I always have an opportunity. I have the opportunity to turn things around. I can work and make money and save and invest and attract resources. Obviously, it requires a lot of work, dedication, hardship, but it's not impossible. I never accept the status quo. Maybe this principle tells you what the status quo is, but it does not tell you that you can't get on the other side of it, right? And I think that's really the most important thing to realize in your own life is that, I can do this. I can get out of it if I am stuck on the negative side of this Matthew effect. If I am someone who doesn't have resources, can I basically attract some resources or work for it? And then how can I use those resources that I have to make more money? And I think that is the most important thing that you can do for yourself in your life, is to adopt a mindset that you can attract resources, and then also have the mindset that helps you to protect your resources and be smart about growing your resources. Because, you know, a lot of people have the mentality of earning and spending, right? They earn and then they think about ways to spend in the short term so they have instant or quick pleasure or relief, right? Think about buying clothes, accessories, jewelry, cars, going on vacations, spending it on experiences, etc. Those things will make you feel good temporarily, but your resources go down, and this is how you stay where you are. If you basically get caught up in that type of self-enforcing loop, you basically spend the money that you earn, you stay where you are. You won't move forward. You won't increase your net worth. So I think it's very important for us to find a balance. It doesn't mean we can't spend money. It also doesn't mean that we have to save every single dollar or euro or, you know, whatever your currency is that you make. You don't have to save everything, you know. You also don't have to feel bad about spending. So it's about finding a balance. But I think you should always lean a little bit more towards saving and investing, right? The emphasis should be on that. And then find ways to enjoy life and find pleasure in the small things. If you find a way to do that, then I think you can get on the positive side of Matthew effect. And then you start attracting resources, you educate yourself, you start investing. And then you'll find out something very magical, which is, you know, compounded returns. You acquire an asset, and whether that's real estate or land or stocks or even bonds. Not a fan of bonds, but okay. Let's talk about, you know, acquiring assets, or in the case of bonds, debt, where you become a lender of money. Those things are, that they have value, right? And then given time, you get paid for your patience, right? So you buy a house, and in 5 years, let's say the value goes up, or you collect rent for 5 years and the price of the property stays the same. It doesn't even matter. But at least you get money in return, right? And then same thing with stocks. For example, you know, I'm a big fan of investing in S&P 500. Now, it pays a very small dividend, few percent, but still it is something. And, you know, over the past 100 years, on average, the index has compounded at 10% a year. And as long as the economy keeps growing, the companies in that index keep growing, and then your wealth keeps growing. And then you see those effects in your own life, and then you get empowered by it. And this is, you know, I'm talking from experience. I started with nothing, and then I went through this journey, and it's really good feeling, because I feel like now, compared to a few years ago, I'm even more cautious about the money that I spend while I'm making more money. It's weird, right? Because you would think, oh, okay, you make more money as you get older and you invest in your career or your business, etc., and then you might spend some more as well, because you'll have some investments and you're more financially stable and have a higher net worth. For me, the more I earn and the higher my net worth goes, the more cautious I get with spending on stuff that doesn't really give me a lot of pleasure in return, because the biggest pleasure that I get is from looking back and seeing, oh, look, I own this property, for example, or I own these stocks for 5 years or whatever it is. And then that is a sense of accomplishment and a sense of security that you can't get anywhere else. So this is why I love that so much. And you know, I hope this discussion or this talk about Matthew Effect, about mindset and about long-term perspectives is helpful to you, because you know it's a different way of living. And if you talk about it with most of your friends and family, I think a lot of folks don't live by this. And this is also why a lot of folks struggle financially, because they don't make the right decisions, you know. Anyway, thank you for listening to another episode of the Darius Farooq Show. And like always, until the next one, take care.